It's a writing challenge. Today on The Write Focus, we talk covers. First, we have our check-in. I worked on the rough shape today with 1,800 words, and the first words for this week. Words became sentences, became paragraphs, became pages, and on to a scene. 1,800 words is over 7 pages, handwritten. For my post, though, I was considering the importance of images, not words. You know, covers. One of the greatest expenses that an indie writer will have is the cost of a professional cover. That's lesson 39. Yes, people say the editorial cost is the highest one. Developmental editors and content editors and line editors are expensive. Let me argue with that. First of all, you need to trust your instincts about your story. Immerse yourself in story development and not depend on developmental editors. You need to build your own writing chops and not depend on someone else to do it. Lesson 40, be familiar with your own story. Devote the necessary time to catch the plot holes and character discrepancies and setting glitches. Finally, line editors are a fancy term for a copy reader. Don't pay a fancy price for a job any high school English teacher can do well. Not everyone has the best grammar. Even people with great grammar knowledge are never right 100% of the time, so I would invest in a copy reader. However, you can hire a local English teacher for much less than the cost of a line editor. Now, that's out of the way. But what about ISBNs and the copyright registration fee? Those are expensive. Yes, the upfront cost for 10 ISBNs can make you wince, but 10 is a bargain over just one. If you handle your copyright registration fee each time you publish, then the cost is not gigantic. Those are two of those necessary expenses classified as the cost of doing business. Lesson 41. Your book covers are a different matter. Cover designers are skilled graphic artists who understand the importance of the aesthetic, that subtle and almost indefinable something that sets one cover off from another one and draws readers to the book. The cover is the first selling point for your book. Don't turn people away at this point. Charm them. When I first aimed toward publication back in 2014, I was naive enough to think formatting the book would be the hard part and finding a cover designer would be easy. I should have flipped that. It took me 18 months to find a cover designer who understood the aesthetic that I desired and was able to deliver it. I did countless searches using different search inquiries on different search engines, all which bring up different results. Google and Bing and Yahoo and DuckDuckGo and others. I used all sorts of keywords. I finally found my cover designers by scanning for covers that I liked in the online market distributors, Amazon and Smashwords and iBooks. The book's sample pages took me far enough in to get an acknowledgement for the cover designer, and that's how I found mine. Cover designers should be professionals with an artistic aesthetic that coincides with your vision for your books and your author brand. They should stay abreast of the field in directions for covers and ahead of the field in techniques and methods. I've been with that company since 2015 and have no plans to leave them. They're becoming more and more successful, which means they can demand higher prices and booking covers can get a little antsy. We've had glitches caused on my end from not understanding the design process. On both ends, we strive for chatty amiability, but we've never met and probably never will. Unless I win the Mega Million Dollar Lottery, then I'll fly over to meet them and reward them appropriately and individually for the wonderful work that they do. We connect via email. They send images as drafts, then final, using various methods depending on the file sizes. As soon as I approve a draft, they invoice me through PayPal and I pay promptly. Over the years, they've had a few changes to their contract terms, and I can spin scenarios about writers who must have caused those changes. Here's another reason to keep your hard-earned money going to professional cover designers. You don't have to deal with bleep. There's a lot of whiny non-professionals out there. People who claim they'll do one thing but don't. people who don't proofread their covers and send it back with titles misspelled, people who claim to be abreast of the field but only churn out covers that look like last year's bestseller, which means they're 2 years behind, people who say they'll be finished on a particular date but miss it by weeks and weeks. Don't give these people any money. Depend on professionalism and be professional yourself. Your best behavior is to put yourself in another person's shoes before you start making demands. That's a life skill, by the way. Think I'm blowing smoke about non-professionals? I came across a forum on theauthorlife.com early this morning that it was entitled, Professionals Don't Act Like This. Maybe you should read it. I'll put a link to it in the show notes. What inspiration did I have before I started writing today? Those 1,800 wonderful words? First, Anton Chekhov. This is famous. Don't tell me the moon is shining. Show me the glint of light on the broken glass. And here's something from Denzel Washington, which closed my session. Writing is a weapon, and it's more powerful than a fist could be. Thanks for listening to The Right Focus, a podcast for writers at all levels, hosted by M.A. Lee, with assistance from Remy Black and Edie Ruins, all from Writers, Inc. Books. Our focus is productivity, process, craft, and tools. Show notes for this and other episodes can be found on therightfocus.blogspot.com. Write to us at winkbooks@aol.com. Our podcast episodes are running short this month, but usually they last as long as it takes to fix a quick dinner, drive a short commute, or take a brisk walk. Daily in April, we're bookcasting Write a Book in a Month by Remy Black, 2 in the trilogy Inspiration for Writers, copyright 2020. Take lessons from today's episode and write on.